Good morning to monsoon. Looks like it is here, giving major relief to Chennai as a water path city got shower. And it wasn't because of Leonardo DiCaprio, the champion of climate change, talking about water scarcity in Chennai on his Instagram post. Although, if Europe had any doubts about climate change, they must be put to rest. Germany, Poland, and the Czech Republic hit their highest ever recorded June temperatures on Wednesday, with more records anticipated to fall as the heat continues to rise in the coming days. While some nations, including France and Switzerland, are expected to see levels above 40 degrees Celsius today. French officials have already issued stark warnings about the risk to life. Meanwhile, Germany's famous Autobahn had to arrest speed and has imposed a 120 km/h speed limit as road surface began to deteriorate and rail tracks have started buckling. It is 27 June 2019 and India is either blind to the climatic changes or has forgotten lessons from its recent past. When Maharashtra government plans to raise over 50,000 mangroves for the Mumbai-Ahmedabad bullet train project, clearly the 2005 Mumbai deluge is not what they have in mind. Now, Milind Deora, Mumbai Congress President, was the one to request an appeal to Chief Minister of Maharashtra Devendra Fadnavis of the BJP, saying, "We are all for development, but not indiscriminate development that puts the city of Mumbai and Mumbaikars at grave risk," former Union Minister said. Coastal road, salt pan lands, and now the bullet train project. In all three cases, the government seems to be perilously and recklessly permitting development at the cost of environment, and this can be very dangerous, he said. It is a well-documented fact that mangroves help prevent flooding, especially in low-lying areas. And now coming back to what really matters to India. I would say cricket, but then I would be ignoring TikTok. So we will cover both, although the lines between the two also seemed to have got blurred yesterday. If BCCI, the Indian cricket body, who will be ensuring the Indian boys are bleeding orange now instead of blue, have to look for a position to fill for the number 4 batsman in the Indian lineup, then as usual, there is only one party that can save the day. The BJP. In case you missed it, senior BJP leader Kailash Vijayvargiya's son, who is a first-time legister in MP from Indore 3, fought against anti-encroachment drive with some not-so-fine cover drives. But there was no ball, only the ass and backs of municipal officers trying to do their job. Justifying his action, Akash said, "In the BJP, we have been taught, pehle aavedan, phir nivedan, aur phir dhanadan. First request and then attack." He added that he does not regret his act and he did it in self-defense. And from a silly point, we head to the master blaster himself, Modi. Prime Minister Modi blasted the opposition, giving bad name to the innocent state of Jharkhand and calling out the hate machinery set loose in that state while breaking his silence on the lynchings. Well, obviously without appealing to anyone to stop forcing people to shout Jai Shri Ram or taking justice in their hands. But why give state a bad name, he said. While speaking about the Jharkhand lynching case, Prime Minister Modi began not with the news of the lynching, but the alleged fact that people have been saying that Jharkhand has become the hub of mob lynching. Well, he did not mention communalism. It was pretty rich coming from someone who had equated Kerala to Somalia, called Delhi rape capital and Bihar Bimaru. Meanwhile, don't miss out on what your newspaper won't tell you, that Pulwama attack wasn't an intelligence failure. Seriously, I mean, how to not take responsibility for anything is a key lesson every student or office worker should learn from the BJP. Replying to a question, Junior Home Minister G. Kishan Reddy told the Rajya Sabha that there was no intelligence failure that could have led to the suicide attack on the CRPF convoy in which 40 CRPF personnel were killed. Syed Nasir Hussain of the Congress had asked three questions: whether the reason for Pulwama terror attack was failure of intelligence, if so, what caused the intelligence failure, and how could a car carrying 300 kg of explosive enter a highway? Now, to this, Reddy's reply to the first question was, "No, sir." The second answer said, "Does not arise." In reply to the third question, the junior home minister said, Jammu and Kashmir is affected by terrorism sponsored and supported from across the border for the last 3 decades, owing to the policy of zero tolerance towards terrorism and sustained action against terrorists by the security forces. A large number of terrorists have been neutralized during the past few years. Well left, sir, well left. What a lovely reply, except I find it a bit odd as to why this was in contrast to Jammu and Kashmir Governor Satyapal Malik's observation that the terror attack was partly the result of intelligence failure. Malik, the head of the state administration now that central rule is in place in J&K, had conceded lapses on the part of the state administration and the security forces. And like I'd mentioned earlier, three things India is obsessing over: Modi, cricket and TikTok. And there is no particular order to that. The craze of making and sharing videos on popular app TikTok has landed a few nurses of a government hospital in Orissa's district in trouble. While health department officials have ordered a probe after they came across at least 3 video clips, the nurses in their uniform and some makeup are seen dancing and lip-syncing to the tunes of some popular Hindi and Punjabi songs and funny dialogues. One of these videos is said to have been made in the sick and newborn care unit in the hospital. In the video, a nurse is seen picking up a newborn baby as a Hindi song plays in the background. They have been recommended for suspension. And with that, let's head to international news, where Trump was again hogging the headlines as he flew to the G20 summit on Wednesday, sounding warnings that China was ripe for new tariffs and suggesting that Vietnam, which he called the single worst abuser of everybody, could be next. And in other news, Australia says it is urgently seeking clarification of reports of an Australian man that has been detained in North Korea. Australian and South Korea media have identified him as Alex Sigley, a 29-year-old student living in Pyongyang. Originally from Perth, Mr. Sigley has been living in the totalitarian communist state for the past year while pursuing a master's degree in North Korean literature at Kim Tong-sul University, while also running a business providing tours for Western tourists. In March, he described himself as the only Australian living in North Korea in a piece published by The Guardian. And before we head out, take care of your gut. Increasingly, humans are finding it is more important than ever believed to be. Evidence that Parkinson's disease may start off in the gut is mounting, according to new research showing proteins thought to play a key role in the disease can spread from the gastrointestinal tract right up to the brain. The study comes months after a different group of researchers revealed that people whose appendix was removed early in life had a reduced risk of later developing Parkinson's disease, a finding experts said also supports the idea that the disease may begin in the gut. That is all I have for you for today. Do take care and stay productive. Until tomorrow, goodbye. Take care.